Now, back to the Barnabas Health High School football show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Ed, let's finish the list, and then we'll go right to the phones, okay? We left off with Mark Costantino Jr. from Shore Regional, Southern Regional, with four players on the squad, and why not? They got to the South Jersey Group 5 Finals. Their senior two-way, three-year starter on the offensive and defensive line, Ryan Boyle. Senior running back, Abe Gonzalez, rushed for nearly 1,500 yards, scored 23 touchdowns this year. Senior quarterback, Dan Higgins, who broke all kinds of Ram records during an outstanding career. And junior wide receiver, Mike Gizicki, who will be clearly one of the most recruited players in New Jersey next year. From Toms River North, their senior kicker, Chris Gula, who, as of today, has received three preferred walk-ons to Penn State, Maryland, and Rutgers. Waiting to see if any dollars come his way. If not, says he'll probably head to Penn State. And from Toms River High School South, junior running back, defensive back, a big reason why the Indians really turned their fortunes around, Otis Carney. Now, that's 48, Ed. We call it the Fab 50. Here's one of those Fab 50, our Monmouth County Player of the Year, who in his only season as the starting quarterback threw for nearly 2,600 yards and 26 touchdowns and led Neptune all the way to a state final. He is a G. Patterson, and he's good enough to join us. Congratulations, young man, on being voted the Monmouth County Player of the Year.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great season for you. I know it ended in a disappointing fashion for you on Saturday. You put up big numbers, but, oh, did we lose him? We lost him? Okay, Phil will get him back on the line. We'll do that. We got to thank you. Now we'll proceed. Ed, you got a chance to see him a couple times this year. Boy, was he impressive.
I mean, he's got as live an arm as anybody I've seen in many years. I mean, you gotta understand that he backed up
Jaheim
Woods last year.
Was our player of the year last year.
Exactly, who was our player of the year. So he got hardly any time.
Let's go to him again. G, thanks so much. Sorry we lost you. I know Saturday was a disappointing end to a great season. Had to be a heartbreaking bus ride home after that loss last week.
Yeah, it was heartbreaking. We had our mindset that we wanted to go out there and win the game, and our goal wasn't to get the records. I mean, get to the championship. It was to win the whole thing. And unfortunately, we just came up short.
G, now, Coach Ciccatelli, you were with him for the last 2 years. Tell us the difference between the prior coaching and then when Coach Chick took over, you know, in the style of play, which allowed you and Jaheim last year to be our players of the year.
Coach Chick is very demanding. I'm not saying that all the other coaches weren't demanding, but Coach Chick, he wanted Neptune to get back on the map. And he said he always told me and Jaheim that it has to come through the quarterbacks, and me and Jaheim stepped up in the last 2 years. And Jaheim, I talk to him every day. He's like a brother to me. And he just told me we got to keep pushing every day. And Coach Tripp told us that we want to start a dynasty at Neptune, and that's what we plan on doing.
I think that dynasty has begun. That's for sure. Okay, take us back last winter when you talked to your buddy Keith Kirkwood about coming out for football. Tell us how that conversation went.
Me and Keith had a long talk. Coming into the season, we actually needed another wide receiver on the other side of Jeff, because we knew coming into the season Jeff was going to get double a lot, and Keith's size is a great size, and that took a lot of pressure off Jeff. And Keith came in with a mindset that he knew he had to learn the routes. And I told him once he gets acclimated with the system, like he'll do fine. And he had an outstanding season this year.
Yeah, what's it like to know that when you go back to pass, you have Jeff Fairbanks and Keith Kirkwood as the guys downfield? I mean, from a quarterback standpoint, that's going to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. And I tell you, it's an awesome feeling. Those guys are both Division I players. Anytime I throw the ball to them, they make great catches. And as long as I put the ball up there for him. They'll run under it. And Jeff had good games. Keith had good games. And they never really complain about not getting the ball, whoever gets the ball the most in one game. They really don't complain. Like, they're patient. And that's what I like about them the most.
You know, I think what separates you from some of the other quarterbacks in the Shore is that you're not afraid when those guys are covered, as Jaheim was last year, to tuck the ball and run it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not afraid to tuck and run because, in part one, I actually want to be a running back, so I got some of that from trying to be a running back. And coach told me just go down, like they need me, so don't try to get hurt. And I can't help it.
You can't do that, right?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Hey, Ed, he ran for almost 500 yards and 10 touchdowns. So between, he accounted for 3,100 yards of offense and 36 touchdowns. I mean, those are just...
Yeah, numbers are off the chart.
And they're not just... You know, some guys get numbers at junk time. I mean, these are the numbers he got from the opening kick to the end of the game. So let's talk about what's in your future plans. Would you like to play college football?
Yes, I would love to play college football. I actually want to go to Monmouth University, and I want to study criminal justice. I want to be a cop, but... If my plan doesn't work out to go to the NFL, I want to be a cop. So,
and you want to play quarterback?
Yes.
All right. Well.
Well, you know, they graduate one this year, Monmouth University.
They graduate two.
Exactly. Right, yeah, Patterson and
Craig Peterson and Kyle
Peterson
Frazier.
And Frazier. Yeah. Right.
Well, G, it really was a great season. You did a terrific job leading Neptune. You handled yourself well on the field and off the field. We congratulate you on being named our Monmouth County Player of the Year. We got a nice plaque for you. We'll get it to Coach Chick to present to you, and I hope you have a very joyous holiday season. Congratulations on a great year.
Thank you. You too. Have a happy holiday.
You got it. G. Patterson. How about... to lose a guy like Jaheim Woods, who put up numbers like last year, and come back with a young man who accounts for 3,100 yards of offense.
Well, you know, I had a chance to talk to some of the coaches, mainly Coach Chick and also Coach Sainer, you know, over the course of last year. And he said, wait until next year. If you thought Woods was good, wait until you see this kid Patterson play. I guess they were
lying to
me.
You know what amazed me most about him? He would throw the ball effortlessly 60 yards downfield.
Exactly.
You know, like he did, like the flick of the wrist, and the ball just flew. And, of course, having those two studs downfield didn't hurt either.
Yeah, he's got a lot of, you know, talent, you know, self-made talent. And remember, only been at the position in game conditions for 1 year. So
on the varsity level,
On a varsity level. He's going to make some college pretty happy in the way his development
He may be a late bloomer. His best days may be ahead of him.
Exactly.
We've got one more special award to do, Ed. We're going to take a break and hopefully come back and do that. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
105.7 The Hawk. Free beer and hot wings morning show.
Anne Hathaway, the beautiful actress, had a wardrobe malfunction, and some said maybe it was a ploy to promote her new film, Les Mis.
You don't normally promote your art films with your clamp.
Not usually, but somebody's got to be the first.
The agent is like Ari from Entourage. All right, Anne, you got to show your muff.
It'd be different. Sure. I'd be more believable if her hair was shaved to say Les Mis.
What if it was actually shaved and said
Les Mit.
There you go.
You did it.
I got a joke. I got a laugh. Did you hear that?
Wake up with a free beer and hot wings morning show. Weekdays 5 to 10. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
There's something special about seeing your son take the field with his team. The roar of the crowd as they charge between lines of cheerleaders. Fists punching the cool night air. You hear the tinny echo of the PA and the familiar fight song from the marching band. And it takes you back to when you were on that field, in these stands, so many years ago. This is the stuff high school memories are made of. Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers are proud to be a part of Jersey Shore High School football. And should the need arise, we're ready with the region's most experienced team of orthopedic sports medicine specialists, experts in the very latest minimally invasive techniques. Football season won't last forever, but the memories will.
To learn more about the extraordinary orthopedic care you'll find at Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers, visit barnabashealth.org or call 888-724-7123.
You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Well, Ed, here's a young man who knows the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat because it just sort of happened in a very short time for him. He had an incredible senior year, was part of that great story at Point Pleasant Beach High School, and then in what was the final high school game of his football career, not only did the Garnet Gulls lose, but he suffered a broken leg, but would not leave the field, watched his team to the very end. He is Point Pleasant Beach standout Danny Ty, who this fall rushed for 1,579 yards, scored a total of 26 touchdowns, and on the defensive side, chipped in with 4 interceptions. The leg must hurt, but hopefully this award makes him feel a little better. Danny, congratulations on a great season.
Thank you very much.
Well, I guess let's ask you first about your health, the injury you suffered. I know you're an outstanding wrestler as well. What your timetable for recovery is, how things stand with you?
Right now, it's just in 6 to 8 weeks in like a walking boot and like 3 weeks on crutches. But right now, I went to the doctor on Monday, and they said it's healing better than expected. So I should be ready for track season in March. So that should be it.
Danny, you know, as Kevin just mentioned, you know, we obviously broadcast the game against Florence, and I thought it took a lot of guts to stay on the sidelines. I think most of the first aid people there wanted you to hit the hospital right away, and I think you told them, no, I want to stay till the end of the game, and you stuck it out on the sidelines on the golf cart. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out the way you wanted to. The team couldn't come back and win that football game, but tell us about, you know, your feelings, you know, after you got hurt and just staying on the sideline there, not being able to help the team.
Well, that's not really how I expected to end my senior year, but
right.
I want to stay on the sidelines, you know, just in case we did win, to celebrate with my guys, my seniors and my teammates, just to, you know, feel the victory and, you know, feel what they're feeling at the same time.
Well, let's go back to a high mark. I mean, let's not remember the season for the way it ended and your injury. What will you, when you think back 10 years from now about your senior season at Point Pleasant Beach on the football field, what will stand out for you?
I think, you know, I've been growing up playing with these guys in a group across the street, watching us have, you know, 1 win season, 2 win seasons, and I always, you know, wanted to be the people to change those years. And, you know, me and all my friends always worked hard in the offseason, you know, throwing the football around the field, and we always wanted to be the people to change Point Beach football, and I think we did that.
And, of course, it culminated on Thanksgiving morning with the victory over Shore and a championship in the division.
Oh, yeah, that was always like my dream to, you know, win a championship on that field and, you know, living across the street from that my whole life. That, you know, it was a dream come true.
We know there's a lot of great seniors on this Point Pleasant Beach team, teammates of yours. Will the Garnet Gulls continue this winning formula? I mean, a lot of guys graduate this year. How will they be next year?
I think they'll be just fine. You know, they got a, you know, my good friend Sean Struncy is starting center. He's been there since his sophomore year, and Jake Figueredi, the quarterback, has been running that system since he was like 10 years old, and same with Joe Grignac, the fullback. So I think they're going to step up. They'll be all right.
You know, with guys up front like Jordy and Timmy Morris, some big guys up front, a lot of beef to run behind this year, right, Danny?
Oh, yeah, it was good to have a very big line. You know, they opened some big holes for me.
Well, the numbers sort of speak for themselves, but I think it's more than just the numbers. It was just the story that was Point Pleasant Beach. As you said, there were a lot of thin seasons over in Garnet Gull Land, but it was sort of magical at the Antrim School this fall, and it was a lot of fun, and you were a big reason why. And, you know, we wish you well in your rehab from that leg injury. Get back on the track in March. Any college plans yet? Are you waiting on that?
I mean, I'll get to got a couple of Division III looks and maybe some D2 looks, so I'm definitely going to play the next level. That's the goal, so hopefully I can, you know, continue my career at the next level.
Well, congratulations on a great season, a great career, and we wish you nothing but the best in the future.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Danny Ty of Point Pleasant Beach, our Ocean County Player of the Year. And I'll tell you what, picking these awards was brutal. There are so many guys, you know, and I know somebody can be listening out there saying, you guys are out of your mind. It should have been. You're right. You can make an argument for all of them. But you know what? When you only can pick one, it's pretty difficult.
I think we did a pretty good job, my own personal feeling. And, you know, hey, you know, good players left and right in the shore. 43 schools to choose from. You know, it's tougher to make all shore than it is all state in your group.
I totally agree. By the way, again, our team will be posted on our website, shoresportsnetwork.com, in the next few minutes. Quick, by the way, congratulations to our colleague not with us tonight, Matt Harmon. Matt wins the picks race. He finished the season 53-30, and you and I were both a game back at 52-31.
Yeah, lost that Shore game, or I would have been that winner, right?
All right. So let me real quick. If Ed Sarluka is ranking the top 10 teams at the Shore now that the season over, they are.
Let's go from the bottom. Rumson and Lakewood just outside the top 10 at 7-3. Number 10, Long Branch at 9-2. Shore Regional with their loss in the finals, 9-3. Number 9. Number 8, Colts Neck at 9-2. Lost to the team just ahead of them. Number 7, Middletown South at 8-4. Point Pleasant Beach comes in 10-1, probably the highest they've been in quite some time. Lacey, 10-1, number 5. Neptune, 9-3, number 4. In the top 3 this year, Southern Regional, number 3, at 9-3. Manalapan, number 2, at 11-1, in the top team in the Shore. You got to give it to them. I had Manalapan up there last week. If they would have won, they would have been one. RBC, number 1 in the Shore, at 10-1, have not lost to a Shore Conference school in more than 2 years.
So if Manalapan had won the state championship,
they would have been number 1.
Yeah, they would have finished undefeated.
Exactly.
You would have had to give it to them.
Exactly.
Boy, you know, it just goes so fast.
It does, you know.
It just goes so fast. And the season really went a week longer than normal because of the, you know, all the circumstances involving the storm. But we want to thank all the people that cooperate with us and make this, this not a job, but a pleasure. Want to thank Phil Harding, who's great with us each and every Thursday night throughout the season. All of our sponsors, especially our friends at Barnabas Health, for sponsoring the show, being our presenting sponsor for the last couple of years. It has been fun. And for our broadcasting colleague, not with us tonight, Matt Harmon, Coach Sarluka, you have a great Merry Christmas. I'll see you a lot during the basketball season.
Yes, you too, Kevin. And Matt, enjoy the holidays with the family.
And I'm Kevin Williams, hoping we're back next fall talking high school football because we love it. And you've been listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
The Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River on 105.7 The Hawk, was powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Join us again next week. Get a complete look at Shore Conference football. And for more, anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com.